Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Memorial Day marked the beginning of grilling season for many, so that means a lot of hamburgers and hot dogs are being cooked up outdoors. But while a lot of adults will bite down on a burger, they might have shied away from dogs. Candace Page, who writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press, could just change your mind about hot dogs. Candy, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Greetings, Rick.
What is it that keeps some carnivores away from the beloved hot dog?
Well, you know, Rick, the hot dog may be the ultimate non-local, highly processed food. I think a lot of people remember the days when the sort of inedible bits of the pigs and cattle went into hot dogs, although that's not so true. It's not true anymore. And also some people are concerned about the additives, the chemicals, the sodium nitrate and nitrite in hot dogs. So they choose to take their meat straight rather than processed.
We love locally made foods in Vermont. And there are a lot of farmers that are making sausage, for instance. Why not hot dogs?
Making sausage is a relatively easy process. If you're butchering a hog or a steer, you can take meat that you don't want for other purposes. You basically grind it up with some fat and add herbs and spices, and you have sausage. You can stuff it into casings, or you can just, you know, put it in the freezer, ground up. Hot dogs are not that easy. But at Maple Wind Farm in Huntington, Beth Whiting and her husband, Bruce Hennessy, were interested in hot dogs, maybe because no one else was making them, and they also have two children, so they understand the appeal of hot dogs.
So is Maple Wind making hot dogs?
Absolutely they are. They are working with Vermont Smoke and Cure, the Heinsberg company, to make a hot dog that is entirely from beef and pork raised at Maple Wind. And it also includes the farm's bacon. So this is a hot dog with a natural casing that kind of snaps when you bite into it and has some of the wonderful smoky bacon flavor.
Wow. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Candace Page, who writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing Vermont-made hot dogs. Candy, you mentioned Vermont Smoke and Cure. They're making their own. And you had a chance to actually visit the operation. So what did you see there?
Well, the main thing I saw, other than the immaculate, almost lab-like room in which they make hot dogs, I discovered why it is that making hot dogs is so much more complicated and requires more infrastructure than making a sausage. Because a hot dog is not just more finely ground than sausage meat, but a hot dog is made from an emulsion of meat and fat with some added water. That's how it's so fine. If you think about the difference between biting into a sausage and biting into a hot dog. So Vermont Smoke and Cure invested in a hot dog making machine. So you see the big tubs of meat, which I have to say looks like just like stew meat, didn't look like any kind of inferior sort of cuts, which is ground up sausage-like, but then goes through an additional step where it's fed into a machine where it's ground up very finely, infused with water, and comes out in long ropes that then go into another machine that stuffs them into the casings. So it's quite a process. And the reason that Vermont Smoke and Cure invested was not just because Maple Wind was interested, but the company now has its own line of hot dogs, which are not made from local meat, but are made locally.
Now, you mentioned something very special just a few minutes ago about hot dogs with bacon in them that Maple Wind is making. You got to tell us about that. What do they taste like? Why are they doing it? Well, why are they doing it?
Well, one reason they're doing it is their hot dogs are made from their grass-fed beef, and a grass-fed animal is going to be much leaner than one that's finished on a lot of grain. So bacon serves the practical purpose of providing some of the fat that's necessary for a hot dog. But of course, the appeal to you and to me is that bacon flavor that is not overwhelming in the hot dog, but just seems to make it even more savory. In fact, I went out to write about hot dogs after a trip to the Burlington Winter Farmers Market. My husband was hungry, bought a hot dog, and came over to me and said, "This is the best hot dog I've ever eaten." And so I looked around, and sure enough, it was a Maple Wind dog. And I thought, I need to know more.
Are there other people making hot dogs in Vermont? Is this going to be a trend?
I think it could be a trend, Rick. Already, a couple other farmers are following in Maple Wind's footsteps. At Trillium Hill Farm in Hinesburg, the farmers are working with another Vermont company that has also invested in hot dog making equipment. That's Vermont Packing House in North Springfield. And Trillium Hill is making an all beef hot dog that you can buy at their farm stand in Hinesburg Village. The Neal Farm in Waitsfield just a few weeks ago got on board with Vermont Smoke and Cure, and they're making an all farm, you know, their meat hot dog that they're selling in the Mad River Valley. And the folks at Vermont Smoke and Cure said that they are talking with two or three or four more farmers who also are interested in this. And of course, when you think about it, who doesn't love a hot dog? You know, I was one of those moms who said, "Oh, my child's never going to eat hot dogs." Well, yeah, I lasted a couple months is all. So I think that this could be another niche for farmers looking for another way to use their meat.
Let's start grilling some dogs. Candace Page writes for the Save a Boar section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks again for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
It was great to be here, Rick. Thanks.